You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 53 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. All right, so since the draft, all we've been talking about is how loaded this Eagles roster is with the newest additions, like Jordan Davis, like N'Kobe Dean, like AJ Brown, you name it. But the one area that was still lacking was the secondary. So then Howie Roseman went out and claimed cornerback Jimmy Moreland off waivers from the Texans. And then he turned around and signed veteran cornerback James Bradbury from the Giants. But a lot of us were still kind of looking around trying to figure out why the safety position had yet to be addressed. Well, guess what? Howie Roseman has delivered yet again. Veteran safety Jaquaski Tartt is heading to Philadelphia. The Eagles announced on Friday that they agreed to terms on a one-year deal with Tartt. He's 30 years old, and he spent 7 seasons with the San Francisco 49ers. He was the 46th overall pick in the 2015 NFL Draft, and he's made 64 starts in 80 regular season games with the 49ers. He has 4 interceptions, 18 passes defended, 2 forced fumbles, 4 sacks, and 367 tackles. So he's a pretty experienced player, and he's made 6 starts in the postseason, including Super Bowl 54. Tartt ranked 55th out of 62 safeties graded by Pro Football Focus last season. He allowed a 95.0 passer rating when targeted and had a career high of 13.2% missed tackle rate. Fun fact, Tartt has played with cornerback James Bradbury. They were actually college teammates at Samford, and so they'll already have that chemistry, that bond, so that's good to know. Is Tartt an amazing addition? No, but he's a solid addition to the safety room that already includes Anthony Harris, Marcus Epps, Andre Chachere, and Kayvon Wallace. But you still got to give Howie Roseman his props. He's definitely been making some moves working this offseason, and I think it's still a pretty good job that they are continuing to add pieces on the defense. I'm sure that you've seen it by now, but the Eagles announced on Thursday that they have a new word mark for the team. The franchise even put out a statement saying, as of today, which was on June 16th, 2022, the Eagles will be adopting and implementing a new refreshed word mark. Moving forward, it should replace the old Eagles word mark in all forms of media and public facing materials, but should not replace the Eagles head, so the actual logo brand mark, which will continue to serve as the team's primary logo. And a lot of media and a lot of fans went to Twitter to vocalize their dislike with this new modern word mark. And I honestly don't blame them. I personally think it kind of looks like a step back, like a step down from the previous word mark. It's just simple. The new one is really simple. It's really plain. And the last one was unique. Like, you knew that it was just special for the Eagles. It stood out compared to some of the other teams. So I don't know whose idea it was to switch, but the new one is just kind of like a safe choice. It's just very boring, very bland. According to trademark attorney Josh Gervin, Jalen Hurts has filed a trademark application for Hurts So Good. The filing was made on June 13th, and it indicates that Jalen Hurts intends to launch a Hurts So Good clothing brand. And the clothing brand is going to be available for men, women, and children. It's going to include jackets, sweatshirts, pants, socks, sweaters, belts, hats, you name it. And so we're going to be on the lookout for these new Hurts So Good merch. And as soon as we get updates, we'll be sure to let you know. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 53 of Above the Nest with Rachelle. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed. There's a lot of new BGN content on the feed. There's a new BGN radio episode that dropped on Thursday. There's a new Odds and End Zone. There's a new NFC East mixtape. So check all of those out. You might as well. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Bleeding Green Insta. Follow us on Twitter at BGN underscore radio. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Rachelle Monique. And you might as well stop what you're doing and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. But as always, thank you so very much for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to this episode. I am so very grateful for all of you guys and gals. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday weekend. Happy Father's Day to all of the dads out there. Happy Juneteenth. And we out!
BGN.